children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted Church of North Korea. My name is Bob, and this is podcast number 435. It is April 1st, 2016. Well, today, Christian leaves behind the Slough of Despond and meets some other folks. Of course, we're talking about the Christian of Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, from which we'll be reading. Let's begin. Now, as Christian was walking solitary by himself, he espied one afar off, coming, crossing over the field to meet him. And their hap was to meet just as they were crossing the way of each other. The gentleman's name that met him was Mr. Worldly Wise Man. He dwelt in the town of Carnal Policy, a very great town, and also hard by from whence Christian came. Now, this man then, meeting with Christian and having some inkling of him, for Christian's setting forth from the city of destruction was much noised abroad, and not only in the town where he dwelt, but also it began to be the town talk in some other places. Master Worldly Wiseman, therefore, having some guess of him by beholding his laborious going, by observing his sighs and groans and the like, began thus to enter into some talk with Christian. "How now, good fellow? Whither away after this burdened manner?" "Ah, burdened manner indeed, as ever I think poor creature had. And whereas you ask me whither away, I tell you, sir, I'm going to yonder wicket gate before me, for there, as I am informed, I shall be put into a way to be rid of my heavy burden."
"Hast thou a wife and children?"
"Yes, but I am so laden with this burden that I cannot take that pleasure in them as formerly. Methinks I am as if I had none."
"Wilt thou hearken to me if I give thee counsel?"
"If it be good, I will, for I stand in need of good counsel."
"I would advise thee then that thou with all speed get thyself rid of thy burden, for thou wilt never be settled in thy mind till then. Nor canst thou enjoy the benefits of the blessings which God hath bestowed upon thee until then."
"Well, that is that which I seek for, even to be rid of this heavy burden, but get it off myself I cannot. Nor is there a man in our country that can take it off my shoulders. Therefore I am going this way, as I told you, that I may be rid of my burden."
"Who bid thee go this way to be rid of thy burden?"
"A man that appeared to me to be a very great and honorable person. His name, as I remember, is Evangelist."
"Ah, beshrew him for his counsel. There's not a more dangerous and troublesome way in the world than is that unto which he hath directed thee. And thou shalt find, if thou wilt be ruled by his counsel, you'll find this out. Thou hast met with something, as I perceive, already. For I see the dirt of the Slough of Despond is upon thee. But that slough is the beginning of the sorrows that do attend those that go on in that way. Hear me. I am older than thou. Thou art like to meet with, in the way which thou goest, wearisomeness, painfulness, hunger, perils, nakedness, sword, lions, dragons, darkness, and in a word, death, and what not. These things are certainly true, having been confirmed by many testimonies. And why should a man so carelessly cast himself away by giving heed to a stranger?"
"Well, sir, this burden upon my back is more terrible to me than all these things which you have mentioned. Nay, methinks I care not what I meet with in the way, if so be I could also meet with deliverance from my burden."
"How camest thou by thy burden at first?"
"By reading this book in my hand."
"I thought so. And it is happened unto thee as to other weak men, who, meddling with things too high for them, do suddenly fall into thy distractions, which distractions do not only unman men, as thine, I perceive, have done thee, but they run them upon desperate ventures to obtain they know not what. I know what I would obtain. It is ease for my heavy burden. But why wilt thou seek for ease this way, seeing so many dangers attend it? Especially since, hadst thou but patience to hear me, I could direct thee to the obtaining of what thou desirest without the dangers that thou in this way wilt run thyself into. Yea, and the remedy is at hand. Besides, I will add that instead of these dangers, thou shalt meet with much safety, friendship, and content. Pray, sir, open this secret to me. Why, in yonder village, the village is named Morality, there dwells a gentleman whose name is Legality, a very judicious man, and a man of a very good name, that has skill to help men off with such burdens as thine is from their shoulders. Yea, to my knowledge, he hath done a great deal of good this way. Aye, and besides, he hath skill to cure those that are somewhat crazed in their wits with their burdens. To him, as I said, thou mayest go and be helped presently. His house is not quite a mile from this place, and if he should not be at home himself, he hath a pretty young man to his son. His name is Civility, that can do it to speak on, as well as the old gentleman himself. There, I say, thou mayest be eased of thy burden. And if thou art not minded to go back to thy former habitation, as indeed I would not wish thee, that thou mayest send for thy wife and children to thee, to this village, where there are houses that stand empty, one of which thou mayest have at a reasonable rate. Provision is there also cheap and good, and that which will make thy life the more happy is to be sure there thou shalt live by honest neighbors in credit and good fashion. Now was Christian somewhat at a stand, but presently he concluded, if this be true which this gentleman hath said, my wisest course is to take his advice. And with that he thus further spoke. Sir, which is my way to this honest man's house? Do you see yonder high hill? Yes, very well. Well, by that hill you must go, and the first house you come at is his. And so Christian turned out of his way to go to Mr. Legality's house for help. But behold, when he was got now hard by the hill, it seemed so high, and also that side of it that was next to the wayside, and it hangs so much over that Christian was afraid to venture further, lest the hill should fall on his head. Wherefore there he stood still, and he wot not what to do. Also his burden now seemed heavier to him than while he was in his way. There came also flashes of fire out of the hill that made Christian afraid that he should be burned. Here, therefore, he sweat and did quake for fear. And now he began to be worried and sorry that he had taken Mr. Worldly Wise Man's counsel. And with that he saw Evangelist coming to meet him, at the sight also of whom he began to blush for shame. So Evangelist drew nearer and nearer, and coming up to him, he looked upon him with a severe and dreadful countenance, and thus began to reason with Christian. What doest thou here, Christian? Said he, at which words Christian knew not what to answer. Wherefore at present he stood speechless before him, and then said Evangelist farther, art not thou the man that I found crying without the walls of the city of destruction? Yes, dear sir, I am the man. Did not I direct thee the way to the little wicket gate? Yes, dear sir. How is it, then, that thou art so quickly turned aside, for thou art now out of the way? I met with a gentleman so soon as I had got over the Slough of Despond, who persuaded me that I might, in the village before me, find a man that could take off my burden.
What was he?
Well, he looked like a gentleman, and talked much to me, and got me at last to yield, so I came hither.
But when I beheld this hill and how it hangs over the way, I suddenly made a stand lest it should fall on my head.
What said that gentleman to you?
Why, he asked me whither I was going, and I told him.
And what said he then?
He asked me if I had a family, and I told him.
But, said I am so loaded with the burden that is on my back that I cannot take pleasure in them as formerly.
And what said he then?
He bid me with speed get rid of my burden.
And I told him 'twas ease that I sought, and said I am therefore going to yonder gate to receive farther direction how I may get to the place of deliverance.
So he said that he would show me a better way, and short, not so attended with difficulties as the way, sir, that you set me in.
Which way, said he, it'll direct you to a gentleman's house that hath skill to take off these burdens. So I believed him, and I turned out of that way into this way, if haply I might be soon eased of my burdens. But when I came to this place and beheld things as they are, I stopped for fear, as I said, a fear of danger. But I now know not what to do.
Then stand still a little, that I may show thee the words of God. So he stood trembling. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Thou art the man that art running into this misery. Thou hast begun to reject the counsel of the Most High, and to draw back thy foot from the way of peace, even almost to the hazarding of thy perdition.
Then Christian fell down at his foot as dead, and said, Woe is me, for I am undone. At the sight of which Evangelist caught him by the right hand, saying, All manner of sin and blasphemies shall be forgiven unto men. Be not faithless, but believing. Then did Christian again a little revive, and stood up trembling as at first before Evangelist. Then Evangelist proceeded, saying, Give more earnest heed to the things that I shall tell thee of. I will now shew thee who it was that deluded thee, and who it was also to whom he sent thee. The man that met thee is one worldly wise man, and rightly he is so called, partly because he savoureth only the doctrine of this world, and because he is of this carnal morality to church.
Therefore he seeketh to
partly because he loveth that doctrine best.
And now there are three things in this man's counsel that thou mayest and must utterly abhor. Number one, his turning thee out of the way.
Two, his laboring to render the cross odious to thee. Three, and his setting thy feet in that way that leadeth unto the administration of death. First, thou must abhor his turning thee out of the way, yea, and thine own consenting thereto, because this is to reject the counsel of God for the sake of the counsel of a worldly wise man. The Lord says, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, the gate to which I sent thee, for strait is the gate that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. From this little wicket gate, and from the way thereto, hath this wicked man turned thee, to the bringing of thee almost to destruction. Hate therefore his turning thee out of the way, and abhor thyself for hearkening to him. Secondly, thou must abhor his laboring to render the cross odious unto thee, for thou art to prefer it before the treasures of Egypt. Besides, the King of Glory hath told thee that he that will save his life shall lose it, and he that comes after him and hates not his father, his mother, his wife, his children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. I say, therefore, for a man to labor, to persuade thee that thou shalt be thy death, without which the truth hath said thou canst not have eternal life. This doctrine thou must abhor. Thirdly, thou must hate his setting of thy feet in the way that leadeth to the ministration of death. For this thou must consider to whom he sent thee, and also how unable that person was to deliver thee from thy burden. Let's let it go for right there for now, and for this week, actually. Now, because tomorrow we will be taking that break that we do every week, and Sunday we'll go back to North Korea. So we'll continue with the evangelist's message to Christian on Monday. Thank you so much for joining me each day in these recordings. I'd like to remind you that on my Sermon Audio website, right there where you're at, you go browsing through there, you're going to find a Through the Bible course. You're going to find Bible commentaries. So a lot of the things that you would need to study the Bible are right there at Sermon Audio with the things that I've put there. And I hope that you'll check some of those things out. God bless you today. Don't forget Luke 16:8, where we began. The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. Watch out for worldly wise men. Bye-bye.